Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Angie, we've spoken about dogs having the same emotional states as humans and about the six touch positions which build better trust and a lot of it. What are we going to learn about today?
So today we're actually going to talk about the four T's. And the four T's are actually how we reward our dog, and they would be treat, touch, tone, and toys. So last week, as you said, we actually talked about the touch, where to touch the dog. But this week, we're actually going to be talking about food and toys, and also our tone. So let's start with the super easy one, and that is treats. So many of us use treats, and it's a really good way to build trust and responsiveness with our dogs. We actually even go further than just any old Macco treat, which is really Mac for dogs, not so good. We look at other treats. So we look at things like a bit of cheese or cabanossi, apple and carrot even. Or what about making your own liver treats? Or we do even sweet potato and tuna. So we want to find out through a treat hierarchy, what does our dog specifically love? And when we know what they love and what they will do Mickey flips for, we are then speaking their language and we can use that favorite treat to support them in really difficult environments. Equally so, though, we can do the same thing for toys. So is it a squeaky ball? Is it a soft, fluffy toy? Is it a Frisbee? So we want to know if your dog loves toys, and maybe your dog doesn't, and that's okay. But if your dog does, we want to know which is their favorite toy. So we can pull that toy out in really high distraction environments and use that to bring their attention back and get them working with us. So the next thing we use is tone. Now, tone, I know for the men, is really difficult. So what you do have is a clapping hand. You could whistle. You could go, any of those sorts of things. We girls have lots of vocalization that we can do. It could even be a clicker or a squeaky toy. All of these things, if you then put your touch in it as well, create the four T's. So it is food, as in treat. It is toys, their favorite toy, their touch that they love, and of course, our tone. And remember, we talked about using yes and as markers. So yes means I love what you're doing, keep it going. And we use an upbeat voice for that. Whereas if we need a dog to stop or just finish what they're doing because we don't like it, it's and it's a much lower tone. So the four T's are really great at being able to give clarity to your dogs and to support them through everything that we're doing with them on a daily basis.
Angie, it's all very fascinating and I love it dearly. We love our little fur babies. But look, thanks for sharing that fascinating language with us. And it's so good to learn how to communicate clearly and easily with your fur baby. Angie Weeks, CEO of PTSD Dogs Australia, thank you for sharing your knowledge and keeping our community connected, Ange. And if you'd like to listen to this again, listeners, why wouldn't you pop on to the 1015.com.au website and have a listen with the podcast. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month, Angie.
Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks, listeners.